Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. We are listening to the beautiful sounds of the Blue Chip Orchestra, Buffalo Trail. And this music so reminds me of nature. Because it reminds us of our Native Americans who lived out in nature, who knew about nature, who breathed and slept with nature, who looked up into the stars and talked about the heavens and made charts based on the heavens and the movement. And so many of us are nature deficit disorder, or NDD. And that's what this show is all about, is helping our people overcome nature deficit disorder. And I'm your host, Viata, and my co-host, Mama AZ, may be joining me today. And we're talking about bugs. This has been on my mind since I returned from a wonderful trip in the woods up in Virginia. And I became more aware of the little creatures when one came home with me. So it's been on my mind about bugs, and then lo and behold, today I pick up a magazine. The Consumer Reports is talking about the rise of superbugs. Very interesting article that is the subtitle, The Rise of Superbugs. It's describing the dangerous infections that are resistant to antibiotics are spreading and growing stronger with dire consequences. Medical experts say it is a mess of our own making. Medical experts, that's the joke there. Medical experts, they're just practicing medicine. The creator is the medicine expert. And the clock is ticking on when and how we must solve it, the first in a three-part series. Well, you can bet they got a vaccination coming for these superbugs. Because that's how the, quote, medical experts handle everything in this society of ours in the United States is let's come up with a vaccination. So this article is just foretelling, I think, for us who have wisdom and understanding that the medical so-called medical experts are thinking of a vaccination. Now, I haven't read the whole article, but the article simply starts out telling about a woman, a 56-year-old kindergarten teacher who was given an antibiotic called clindamycin, which was supposed to prevent a dental infection. Instead, what the drug wiped out were all the good bacteria, all those thousands of microbes that our Creator gives us to help us overcome everything. And without that protection, her harmful bacteria in her belly took over. Or other bacteria, we should say, took over, triggering an intestinal infection so severe that they had to perform emergency surgery to remove her colon. And despite that desperate last-ditch effort, within 10 days of taking those pills, the woman was dead. Now, that's how this article starts out. I can't wait to get into it and read it, but it just caught my attention while I was cleaning a client's house. Because I have been having bugs on my mind, only I'm having the type of bugs that are in nature that are created by the universe to give us whatever it is we need from these bugs. Bugs have a purpose. Just as the so-called medical experts want to tell us that their antibiotics are useful and have a purpose, our Creator has given us hundreds of thousands of bugs that have a purpose, and they are in nature, and they're useful. But most of us, if you've grown up in the city, in the big city, we hate bugs. We grow up to hate bugs, especially the cucarachos, the cucamongas, whatever they're called in Spanish, the cucaracha. And especially those, because you're in an urban ghetto, you're in the concrete reservations as opposed to nature's reservations by the Native Americans. And so you grow up, most individuals that I've ever known grow up in the urban area, city life, and they hate bugs. And so once you get out into nature, you don't want to commune with these creatures. You want to kill them. You want to squash them and get rid of them because they irritate you, and you're programmed in the city to hate bugs, especially roaches. So I'm at a place in my life that I really want to get to know these creatures, and I really want to be friendly with them and commune with them, and I don't want to squash every bug that I see because I do realize they have a purpose on this earth. And it's very harmful to be going around killing everything you see because you're afraid of what it might do to you, afraid of what little scratch it might give you or what little nick it might give you. But there are lots of people out there who have been bitten by certain insects and then they develop some type of disease. And so the disease is now out there and people are trying to figure out how to overcome what they believe. Wondering about bugs. How do we live with them? What are they here for? And how can we adjust to living with these awesome little creatures that are here for a purpose? So I see my sister AZ is on the line, and I want to welcome her to this podcast of Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, and we are two conscious women here to talk about the challenges of life and the joys of living on this earth. So welcome, Sister AZ. Are you there?
Greetings. Yes, ma'am.
Greetings. How are you this evening?
Oh, Sister, I'm talking to myself. 2 days ago, day before yesterday, I took the opportunity together with my brother, and we went to the hospital to visit my niece. And sister, let me tell you, I will never eat another Mickey D little 15-cent hamburger and a donut. But I think I also picked up something from that hospital. Because I've really been not myself. And I'd like to share with the listening audiences, even though you may be at a hospital, please leave with washing your hands at every moment, everything you touch, everybody that you're around. I mean, and it was freezing in there. It was freezing, and I was grateful to get out in the sun and bake out, because I know I must have caught something in there, sister, and that Mickey D little teeny burger did not help, because I'm telling you, it's poison. I know I had no business. I know I had no business. I was hungry. But the next time, I will just take me a peach or some oranges. Be prepared, because it came up at a spur of the moment. And you must be mindful of fast food and Dunkin' Donut or Krispy Kreme, because it's poison, people. I'm not joking. Don't get so desperate that you consume poison when your stomach is used to eating pretty halfway decent, and then you invade. It is worse than a tick bite. At least that's the way I've been feeling for the past couple of 2 days. But I'm grateful, sister. And I want to say that we do not get out in the woods, in nature, enough. And, sister, I am feeling the repercussions of not being with my trees up in Virginia and North Carolina. I'm feeling it, sister. It's really affecting me mentally, spiritually, my mind, body, and spirit. That's how crucial it is, as far as I'm concerned, able to be in nature like that. So I'm really getting homesick right about now, period. Period. Thank you. So let's go to the bugs. You want me to share what I know about my aunt clan, or should you share, sister, first about your episode with Tick? Sister? Think I've lost you. Well, we have a little giddy up in the glitch in the giddy up.
Hello, this is your hostess again. Sorry about that. There's a my call dropped, so I'm in as a guest now. So let me bring Mama AZ back in. Mama AZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. What happened?
This is the weirdest thing. My phone dropped, and I tried to call back in, and it said, "Sorry, we already have a host online." So I had to call back as a guest. So I'm on the guest line and controlling the board. So I just hope the host, I don't know what's going on. I'm on this board twice as a host and a hostess, and I just hope we're recording all this. So
did you hear everything that I said about the visit to the hospital?
I heard most of it. You said some. The last thing I heard was that you were saying do not buy Mickey D's, and when you leave the hospital, make sure you wash your hands.
Yes, and during during that time that you are there at the hospital. It's very important, for, you know, even if you go, if you're not going to the ladies' room or whatever, periodically you sanitize and you wash your hands and be careful what you be touching, because I was not feeling good at all, sister. And I had to really pray and ask the Most High to get my body through this. And I don't believe it was all that one donut or that little teeny hamburger from Mickey D's. It may have been. However, I don't think so.
Well, I think it's so interesting that you and I are having these experiences that
I
are
said that too.
Yeah, causing us to ask these questions about bugs, because this article that I just read about superbugs, usually these superbugs are very present in hospital environments. So it's very possible that you picked up something in that environment that is causing the symptoms in your body. And I was in an environment in Virginia that I picked up something, a bug, that's causing symptoms in my own body. So we are talking tonight about the environments that we come to be in and what they can do to our mind, body, and spirit. Because you had mentioned earlier, I think, that just being in that place did something to your mind, I believe.
Yes.
Your thinking.
Yes.
And maybe your emotions.
Yes.
So we're talking about something that is on a tri-level mind, body, spirit reaction to to our environment, and then the symptoms that we're having that I'm hearing from spirit is that we're dealing with the symptoms of being in certain environments and our reaction to that environment. It seems like we have to think about the fears or the mind, the fears that come up for one, and the emotions that we have. For instance, I was in a daycare, my granddaughter's daycare, and I was so angry. I was so frustrated and angry. This was on Monday. That I believe what the breakout that I'm experiencing on my back may be part of the anger that I felt, because I really expressed it to the owner of the daycare. Anytime you can't give your granddaughter nourishment while she's in a daycare, that was very frustrating to me, to be told, well, you can't bring her any vegetables. Even though she's not being fed vegetables, you can't bring them in because we, the wardens of the daycare, are the only ones allowed to feed her in this department. So that was a red flag for me. Frustration started, the fire started brewing. So I go out to the desk where I run into the owner, and I didn't even know she was owner. She's putting up the menu, and she said, oh, we have first place. We just won first place. And I'm thinking, okay, if I can't feed her, what are you feeding her? So I look at this menu, and there's one vegetable a week on this menu. They have the whole month of July on the board, and I'm scanning the days of the month, and I see green beans on Wednesday, no other greens, and then the rest of the next week, peas on one day, no other greens, and I'm getting more furious and furious about, I can't feed her vegetables, and you're not feeding her anything, so what's the deal here? This is a prison. So I just exploded. I really didn't explode, but I really expressed my disappointment and frustration.
Yes.
And then the next day, my back breaks out in these bumps. So I'm almost associating the symptoms in my body not just to the environment that I was in nature. I was out in the woods for 2 hours with these women. We were out in the woods. We had bugs on us even when we were at the conference. So bugs were everywhere. But then what really bugged me, I think, is what pushed the symptoms out in my body.
Yes.
And maybe if I had remained calm, I wouldn't be feeling the symptoms in my body. But then again, maybe I do want to have my body with these symptoms to let me know just what's going on the inside, because sometimes we don't know what's going on inside. We could be developing some type of disorder, and if the organs that are meant to excrete or get rid of this stuff aren't activated, we don't know what's going on until it builds up into
something serious.
So it's
almost like
you can be thankful at this time, even though it's not comfortable, for what you're feeling in your body.
That's what I had to do, sister. At 2 o'clock a.m., I woke up and my eyes were just bloodshot. I'm like, oh, man. And I knew it was fever. And I said, could this be this hamburger a day later and that donut? And I haven't had a hamburger in a donut in God like that, and I don't know when. Anyhow, I needed to get that out of my system, so I took me an Alka-Seltzer Plus that kind of helped me to get the swelling and the congestion and or whatever was going on to rest. And I talked to my body and I said, whatever this is, let me eradicate it. Help me to eradicate it, body, because you know things that I don't. And my mini cells, help me out here. And I believe that having that episode there at your granddaughter's nursery, it pressed your button, sister, and that triggered those symptoms to come out, you know, in bumps, you see. And so sometimes, you know, we have to be mindful, because when I was outside warming up, I was looking at all of these people, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I'm so grateful. I've mastered since November, since I've been here, pretty much to not have my medication, because I couldn't get back home and find ways to deal with the discomfort other than the Altram, period. And I've started meditating more, anointing myself with oils more, and just being out and grooming my outdoors more and saying my affirmation. I'm abundantly grateful for the health and the wealth that I have. I'm abundantly grateful. And the next thing I know, some of my discomfort has decreased.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is something to this, us going through these changes so that we can be able to teach others.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying, people, we got to live with roaches, because, like, oh, Lord. however, I have a community of ant people in my bathroom here, and sometimes I want to just, like, eradicate them, but then I can't, because I'm wise enough to know what ants represent. Ant represents, first of all, patience. Ant represents, second, community. Ant, thirdly, represents workers for the whole. And I could just go on and on and on about the ant clan. And plus, it's water in that bathroom, and it's hot here.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, they're here because it's water. They need water,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then I watch them sometimes, and they give me messages, you see. And sister, I go into deep thought and envisioning our community, our melanated populations of people especially, because these are little black ants, you see. They're no other color but black. You might find maybe one or two outsiders that are gold, however, they are basically black. So to me, that represents the melanated populations of people and how we must overcome our fears and our programming and our blaming the Caucasian man. Everybody has choices to be on this planet, and it has to do with how you choose to move forward, because actually that those ants are saying, this is your community, Mama AZ, and this is how your community should function as a whole, period.
Mm-hmm.
So
what would you say was the primary emotion when you left that hospital?
Girl, I was just like, I'm grateful that I am not here. Sister, I'm doing everything that I possibly can. I'm working on a new regimen that I can't discuss right now of healing my anomalies that's going on with my body, because I don't want, and I desire not to take any more time to be in a hospital and go under the knife again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with this since I was 4 years old, sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going on 64. So that's 60 years. 60
mm-hmm.
years is enough,
mm-hmm.
I think. So to me, I was watching the people, and I was thanking the Most High. I give thanks that I took the opportunity to visit my niece, and, you know, she has stuff going on and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, I will do much better job in taking care of my body. And then it also broadened my awareness of human beings, period, sister, and how much we have going on, and we are being bombarded with the medical system of doctors, and like in California, when California says something, then the whole country. Are you aware? I'm sure that you are. Now, it doesn't matter about holisticianers or whatever having their say-so. Actually, they're murdering, I think it's been six, I heard on Coast to Coast, holistic doctors, very prominent holistic doctors, you see. And,
well, I know one was found in a river in Florida.
Yeah.
In Florida, a holistic doctor was found. They claim it was suicide, but probably not. Why would you kill yourself and jump in a river, shoot yourself and jump in a river? Really?
That's right. Well, George Norrie on Coast to Coast brought that to the universe's attention. And as I was saying, California is mandatory, or you get your children snatched, or something happens, or you land your butt in the hoosegow, meaning jail, if you or your children do not go to school if you do not get vaccinated. And as far as being exempt, that is no longer acceptable. They just passed that bill in California.
Right, right. Now, there is a possibility of something I read about someone vetoing or overriding the governor, but it probably won't happen. But you're right. California, is in such an interesting state of affairs because they have no water. There's a drought going on. And these people, the governor signing some bill, want to control people's medical choices. They're going to force you to vaccinate your children. It's like mm-hmm. they're wishing the lightning strike from the creator. They're just bringing on more and more evil or more and more disaster as they plant these seeds of ignorance, wickedness, and deception and evil. And so what is going to happen? I think what's going to happen in California is we're going to see the repercussions of them doing all these crazy, unwise things in that area. There's already a drought, which shows you the blessings of the Creator are not there on that state. I don't think there's anything more obvious when water is not landing on your land to say that you're not being blessed. Come up with this law, pass this law about forcing people to inject poisons in their blood. And what do you think that's going to do to your state? Bring rain? Huh? Let's watch. This will be interesting to watch what happens to California. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a major earthquake pretty soon.
That's right.
Because they're planting so many rotten seeds in that state.
That's right. That's right, sister. So, you know, a lot of crazy stuff is going on with people, period, sister. And I'm extremely grateful to the one who keep it going, who keep it moving. Any means necessary in a good way, the things that Art and Seven and ones on that page are doing for the enlightenment and enhancement of mankind, because it's very vital and very necessary, sister.
Yes, it is. And it's 833, which is a number that represents the presence of the Most High angels. I'm going to have to hang up and call back in because of the message. There's a problem, but I'm going to call right back in. But I want to go over, when I come back, Matt Kahn, what Matt Kahn has sent. His energy update for July was amazingly present and timely for the bug issue. So I'm going to hang up and call right back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Sister AZ, are you there?
You got me?
Yes, you're there. I hear your voice. I'm back in as host. There was a problem on my studio. For some reason, it knocked me off. I called back in. It knocked me off. So I'm back in as host. You're back in as co-host. And we want to go. Matt Kahn, like you were just saying, we have many blessings on this earth, many people on this earth, like Art Henson up in Virginia with the Body Ecology Mothers for the Earth, who is doing a wonderful work up there of healing and bringing people, introducing them to nature. And then you have people who visit him and who don't understand the bug system, so we have to adjust in our own body. But Matt Kahn, we know this man is just such an amazing spiritual teacher, and I just happened to get an email from him talking about the activating the light body. And it was just so pertinent, so relevant for what I was going through in my physical body. And as we have just shared, we both had these symptoms in our physical body, but Matt always takes us to a higher level, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, sister. Yes.
So,
yeah.
Some of the highlights.
Tell us.
Some of the highlights in this energy update, activating the light body, are about the emergence of the soul expressing itself through your senses. It's more so a shift in consciousness. So I think what we are going through as well is a shift in consciousness. And the universe is, we are experiencing life as a person, but it says as this occurs, you become aware of yourself as the light of the universe experiencing life of, as a person, instead of a person trying to figure out how to integrate their spirit or activate a light body. Now, did you get that one? I had to read that over again. As we go through these shift in consciousness, as we seem to be doing lately, you become aware of yourself not as a person, but as the light of the universe. This light of the universe that we are experiencing life as a person, not a person experiencing the light body or integrating our spirit. We're trying to, usually we're, oh, I'm this, my name's Viata, I'm a person, and I'm just trying to figure out how to integrate my spirit or activate my light body. But actually, we're needing to become more aware of ourselves as a light of the universe, and we're just experiencing the life of a person. So, for instance, for me, that became, oh, all these bumps that I'm breaking out with on my body and all this mental activity about what if this insect that bit me and what does it mean? Oh, that's just the experience I'm having as a light body.
Okay, I got it, sister.
I got it after reading this three times. I'm like, oh, okay. So all this stuff I'm feeling, emotions, this is what I need to experience as a light body activating as a light body,
the light of the universe.
I'm experiencing all the physical things that I meant to experience as a light body in a vessel, in a human vessel.
That's right. I understand that.
And he says throughout this process that we're going through, shifting from being just a person to being a light of the universe, that if partnerships or lifelong relationships are disappearing, it may seem like partnerships or lifelong relationships are disappearing, you're able to find the passion you once felt. You might even be confused by a lack of direction or be emotionally triggered by the unresolved patterns in others. And to me, that's like your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of unresolved patterns in them that trigger us emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that could have also been part of my body having that episode as well, because we talked a lot, my brother and I. And I was kind of sad that, as you know, they still do not understand or understand my purpose. And
right.
So I just had to, like, step back and say, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Unresolved patterns in them. Because don't our relatives keep going back to the same emotional patterns of resentment or jealousy or whatever they do, these emotions, they unresolved patterns when they just can't stay in peace and love and relax.
That's right.
And we have some of the same challenges, but we are more conscious that we are challenged by this.
Yes. And you know something, sister? I'm very grateful. You know, it's like my brother has issues with what I mentioned to him about the ancestors. He said, "Oh, you just up and left." And I said, "I had to, because I was dying. My soul was dying around these unhealthy people, and I knew this on some level. I knew this." And the longer I'm here, Sister Viata, the more I understand and understand that the Most High is a bad mamma jamma, a bad mamma. That's the only way that I like to put it in those terminologies, you know, because for me to be able to hear, for my many selves to follow spirit and somehow not be afraid to just up and leave, because there is a knowing that I had a higher calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my brother, I would not be on the planet if I had not left and got with my extended families who have gotten me to this point of knowledge. And sometimes, sister, when I have my moment, take myself back over the years, and I write down what I'm grateful for. Even though in that moment I may be having some stuff going on, I take myself out of that box and put myself in another space of gratitude because of the teaching. I would not be connected to you. I would not be connected to Matt Kahn, Haley, or Miss Lydia, or Art, or any of the people that are somewhat on this page. And when it gets rough, I have to be still. I find it necessary to breathe.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because Matt has given us a little lesson to, or a little practice here to help the light body transform. He says, as a way of assisting in the transformation of your journey, which is what we're going through, I have been given two light body activations for you to repeat out loud as a way of anchoring fifth dimensional consciousness. For the first time ever, just by repeating the following words that I have been divinely guided to share, you can allow your light body activation to accelerate with peace, ease, grace, and joy. So, are you ready to go through this exercise of anchoring fifth dimensional consciousness?
Most definitely, sister. Do I need to write?
No. You need to, first of all, take three deep breaths.
Oh.
And this is to ground your energy field. And then repeat this activation out loud as naturally and gently as possible. And it states, I allow the nervous system.
I allow the nervous system.
To recalibrate.
To recalibrate.
And transform.
and transform
into pure crystalline light.
Into pure crystalline light.
As I am now.
As I am now.
Now we take three breaths to integrate that activation. Now we move into activation number two, and we start by taking three slow, deep breaths again. And we repeat light body activation number two that states, I welcome the light body.
I welcome the light body.
I trust the light body.
I trust the light body.
I am the light body.
I am the light body.
The light body I am.
The light body I am.
And we take another three deep breaths for further integration. Now we are told we can repeat this process throughout the day while knowing it isn't a matter of how many times you say it, but how often you provide the necessary amount of space to allow what you activate through your words to be revealed within you. It all depends on how sensitive you are to sensing subtle energy, which is much like noticing the most gentle breeze on a warm summer day.
Mm-hmm.
We put aside any tendency to approach our spiritual journey with desperation, intensity, or aggression. We can harmonize with the light of the universe and call forth the higher aspects of self that allow each breath to be endless gifts of fulfillment, no matter the situations or circumstances at hand. May these activations awaken a wellspring of perfection within you, inviting you to slow down the pace of your pursuit, so you may notice the light of divinity dancing as the beauty of form. As always, take your journey one breath at a time, so not to get distracted by long-term spiritual goals, when in fact the precious nature of this moment has so many gifts for you to receive. With many more energy updates to come, you can rest in knowing that all is well in the universe, no matter how the growing pains of evolution appear in your world. As your evolution continues to unfold, the universe offers you every activation, awakening, and integration necessary to help you remember the journey that is already complete. Even though the completion has already occurred, we are blessed with the opportunity to live out what is already so, as if it's happening for the very first time. No matter how you are meant to blossom in the garden of divinity, may you love yourself more, not less, every step of the way. Happy activating from Matt Kahn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And just having this experience has helped me see the daycare that my granddaughter is in as part of the universal unfolding of what already is. And it just helps me to be calmer about whatever I'm doing, whatever situation I find myself in, I have to be calmer. And this message is so timely because I was not calm in that daycare when I realized what they were feeding my grandchild. I wasn't calm at all. But what it has caused me to become now is a calmer person moving forward with action to bring a change to the situation that my granddaughter is in. So I praise and thank our Creator for bringing people like Matt Kahn into our lives at the perfect time through an email. To open up an email and to read that message was healing and life-giving and so personal for me that it just goes to show you how the universe is always working on our behalf. And then to see this article on bugs was just another message from the universe that you're on the right path. Keep educating, keep having compassion and patience with people who are still trying to resolve their patterns of life, and just keep on flowing in a very calm, easy way. There's no need to hurry to fulfill our goals. They're going to unfold at the right time and at the right pace.
That's right.
And sister, breathing is key.
And breathing. I truly, everybody, give thanks to just us and this timeliness, the timeliness of this show, sister, and the content of the messages that you are relaying to this universe, throughout this universe. And I'd like for you to text me those meditations. So that I can do this while my body is going through, and even if it's not going through, it's whatever it's going through, because I'm a firm believer in meditation and what it has brought me to in this life of what, 36, so almost 35 years I've been meditating. And I see the benefit of this, and I'm extremely and abundantly grateful.
Hallelujah.
For all of us.
Yes, hallelujah.
For all of us.
So we move forward in this moment in more calmness, more peace about everything that we observe, because we are light bodies observing the strange behavior of the human beings on the earth.
They say we're strange, but my brother says, what God do you worship? You worship the mineral people.
And now you can tell him, I'm just a light body observing the behavior of humans on the earth. And participating in the game that you're playing for a little while. But I'm a light body. I don't know. I'm a visitor to this planet. I'm just a light body.
That's right. That's
Whereas
it.
Everyone else
that.
Is... But isn't it funny and interesting? Everyone else is seeing themselves as a person trying to become a light body, but we know that we are light bodies, just visiting vessel as a person.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And the more we repeat this meditation, the more that will sink in. And I think, sister, and everyone listening, the more you repeat that meditation, if you missed it, just go to the archives and play this show over again. The more you repeat that meditation, the more you will be able to respond to people who are still in unresolved patterns and conflicts that, I'm just a light body doing my job while I'm here in this vessel. It won't be, I don't know what you're doing. I can't understand what you're doing. Why are they getting anxious and upset? The more we do that, the more we'll be just calmly responding, I'm just a light body. observing the behavior of humans and trying to get along with people and understand, overstand.
Trying,
you.
Yes. That's an understatement, sister. That is an understatement, I tell you. Well, you know, I am so grateful that the opportunity has been gifted to me, sister, to reconnect with you, Sister Viata. It is one of, it's like cheesecake with whipped cream and strawberries on top, and I love me some cheesecake, but I just cannot handle it all the time, you know, and I try to stay away from it because I just don't know how to stop sometimes when it comes to cheesecake. And that's what this feels like to me with our reconnection. Because I know without a doubt, you cannot tell me, sister, that you and I are not from the same planet and we have been here doing something similar before what we're doing now. And it tickles me sometimes when you have these episodes and I'm like, wow, this is interesting. So I know that you and I have journeyed together on many planes doing just what we're doing now. And I just know this. I just know that I know that I know this. And I'm grateful. I'm abundantly grateful, sister. Abundantly grateful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we must stay in gratitude. You know, we must stay in gratitude about people who are not on the same wavelength as we are, as this activation is teaching us, that we're transforming. We're transforming. We see people differently now because we're light bodies, and we see people as not being there yet, but we can't say we're better than them or not. It's just that's their place in their journey, and we are just here to help them. If they don't ask for our help, then we just move along. That's what the Messiah did. He didn't go around asking people if they needed his help. He just was a light body moving across the earth, and people recognized that light body, and they said, please help me. So when people come to us and ask for help, that means they've recognized the light body in us. Yes. And we can give praise and thanks for that. And those who don't recognize it, oh, well, maybe you will someday, maybe you won't, but then we just observe without judgment their journey,
right,
suffering or whatever it is they need to do to come to a place of knowing they are a light body too and coming out
that's
of the right systems of this world. I the other day, too, I get the words of Christ on my phone every day, and I got the just when I left the daycare, I opened up my phone, and it said, you are of the world. You are not of the world, and people will hate you just like they hated me. And so recognize that as long as you are following me, you are going to be hated because I am not of the world. You're not of the world. So it's like, get used to it.
And get over it.
Another timely message for me. If you're going to be anointed with the light body and you know you have this light body, then you people are not going to like you. They're not going to like
that's
you.
Right.
So get over
that's
it, he
right,
says.
Sissy.
They didn't like me. They crucified me. That was the message. So what you do is crucify your flesh. You can't have these same foods that the food industry think calls food, the chemicals. We are light bodies that recognize that on this earth are chemicals that are being passed as food. And so light bodies begin to recognize that the only food that will keep us in a higher vibration is the food that comes out of the earth fresh and raw and minimally prepared for our nourishment. That's what, as light bodies, we have to recognize that to keep this vibration going high.
That's right.
So
sister.
We thank
That's
us.
Right.
We thank us.
I thank we thank us. We thank
for
us. Yes.
For this journey, for this new knowledge, for this time that we have spent together, and we pray that all those who listen to this broadcast will be reminded as well to take on the light body, activate the light body, and continually to welcome the light body and remember that the light body I am the light body, and see everyone else in a position of either struggling to be a light body or being a light body, in which case we join with them for praise and worship and deep breathing, and the journey is very pleasant for us.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're at the top. Boy, this hour went fast.
Yes, it did. And I give thanks that I was in position to chime in to hear this most powerful, powerful information, sister. Oh, one quick thing. What did you find out about tick?
Oh, the ticks are, well, in Virginia, they're not a problem. Ticks will take on, especially if ticks are around animals and they bite the animals and then they carry that and bite so a human, then you could have a challenge in the human body. But in Virginia, I'm told, there weren't very many animals in Virginia at all. And so I'm told in Virginia that that's not an issue, that it's more of a, just using the essential oils to keep your vibration high. And the more you read about it, it's funny how you when you meet people and you talk about ticks, immediately they talk about Lyme disease. And you meet people who have struggled with that for years, and some who overcome and some don't. And I'm starting to see that the light body or lack of is where you're going to have problems with that. And that people who are really stressed in their life, they're going to have problems with that. I had a client one time who had Lyme disease, and it was just a horrible up-and-down roller coaster life for her, up and down. And her emotions were the same way. She was a single parent, stressed about it, the child's father and why the father deserted them. And I watched her life for many years struggling with what they diagnosed as Lyme disease. So I think any insect, any bug is only going to harm you if your emotional and physical immune system is weak and not in light in line with the light body within you.
That's
and not
right.
conscious, not conscious of why you're here,
right.
what you're here to do. And that's where these, quote, bugs are going to get you. I don't care if it's a mosquito. It could be a mosquito or a roach or whatever, or these bugs in the hospital. The problem with the bugs in the hospital is that they're destroying the microbes in the human body, and then they give you all these drugs, and then you catch any kind of bacteria or virus, and it just takes over because the immune system has been weakened by all
That's
the
right.
toxins that they administer in that hospital, and then all the emotional toxins that we are holding on to. I feel like I released a lot of emotional toxins these last couple of days, and I'm so grateful for that to learn how to understand this human vessel and how it operates. It's so important that we understand, first of all, that we are light bodies and we're trapped kind of in this vessel. But the light body, in Maya's mind, is a lot more powerful when we are conscious of it.
Absolutely. And, sister, before time is up, I just would like to add an addition to that. You have grown tremendously, and I really do think highly of you taking that journey up to ARTS, Mothers for the Earth. I just, sister, that really speaks volumes to me about you. I mean, it really does. And I'm just proud. I'm really
And you know, sister, I do think sometimes I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
We all do.
But I feel there's such a strong movement in me to do what I do, and I don't always understand it, but when it's done, I see it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And Sister Seven called to say thank you, and I got to call that little sister back. I haven't been just myself enough to reach out because I've been downloading. I get anxious because I'm not there, or these godfathers or mineral people are not there where I would like for them to be. However, what I'm seeing is that there is a much greater purpose for me being still right now because my family is teaching me how fractured we are. And I'm here to heal. And even though they may not right now to be in my presence, and they have this mentality of, oh, here's this Miss White woman, that they've never lost that thought of me thinking that I was more. I can't overstand that yet. And I said to my brother, I said, I'm here to heal. And apparently it's healing for all of the rest of my clan, whether they know it or not. And with shows like yours and Dr. Lateef and others, girl, we have stepped up to the plate to do some major, major, major work, Sister Viata, because I have the opportunity to just be quiet and shut the heck up and observe. And it saddens me sometimes to see the level that melanated people have allowed themselves to drop down to.
Well, that's part of our transformation, sister, is that we stop looking at melanin people and just look at all people. Because it's sad, the whole tribe, the whole human race is bad, you ask me. I'm not into my black brothers and sisters like most, a lot of the black brothers and sisters are. They have this thing about, well, we got to help the black people. We got to help all people. I don't care what color
they are.
It's not a melanin issue. It's just a human issue to me.
You're correct. And I'm seeing that. And I do want to clarify that. I'm all seeing that in other people. And this is what I said to my brother. You know, when New Vision Records, Vision One, entered into his realm of thinking, that was the Most High letting him know that he is going to be a major, major part of working with all women from all departments of this universe, meaning all races, that we are all, we have a lot of healing to do, not only, like you said, melanated people or women, all women, all over this universe, period.
Yeah. And the reason I can't help but remember this on a show, on Ebony LA house show, that 51% of the prison population is melanin people. There's a spiritual reason for that. I know that a lot of people want to say, well, everybody's not guilty, or they're victims of being black and blah, blah, blah. But there's a spiritual reason that we have such a large population of melanated people in prisons. because they have a problem with being disciplined and gaining the knowledge that's necessary to survive in this worldly arena that we're in. And so it's part of the seeds that they've planted that they're in there. They need to be disciplined. It's not just that they're victims. And I just wish we could get that. Anybody could end up, even Brother L.A., as we know from It's My House, he spent time in jail, I think 3 weeks in jail. He was not disciplined in an area that he needed to be disciplined in. Now he is blessing hundreds, if not thousands, of people with knowledge about his experience in the housing and real estate industry. So all we can do is praise the Most High for everything and anything that occurs and breathe into it and give
and
thanks.
Breathe.
Thank you. Thank
well,
us.
One thing, thank us. Sister, there's a documentary that I saw on PBS, and it had to do with the incarceration. When you're locked down in the, what they say, the home, it wasn't just melanated people. It was Caucasian people who also had issues. But that's something that everybody should see. It's on the PBS, Public Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. It's a documentary, and it's being locked down. What do you call that? When you're in the hole, they call it something else.
It's on YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
It's on the PBS station.
Okay,
public broadcasting.
I don't have the TV cable, so it'd have to be on either YouTube or Netflix. Maybe you think it's a documentary on Netflix.
It may be. It is. So your contraption can't pull up PBS.
No, I don't think so. I just have internet. I don't have cable.
Oh, okay. This is regular TV.
I don't have TV.
Oh, okay. Well, it may be where you can pull it up on the contraption. I know you can.
I'll try. I'll go to YouTube first, and maybe I can get it on Netflix because they do have lots of documentaries.
Yes. Well, it's locked down in the hole where they stay 24/7, and sometimes people are years they are locked down and only able to get out one day, well, I mean 1 hour a day, if that.
Is that the name of it, lockdown?
Yes, ma'am. I think being incarcerated, put in the hole or something. I think if you punch that in, you may be able to find it.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I'll try and find it. And we're at the top of the end of our show. Thank you, Sister AZ, for all your wisdom and your sharing your experience, your journey, which has been challenging for us all, but we are light bodies, so we rejoice. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So,
and I love us and aho, sister, and shalom.
Aho and shalom.